So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
And our Raise the Roof game highlights are brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, you wouldn't know the way this game started that the Wildcats and the Chippewas would end up combining for 41 points. They combined for none in the first quarter, just a total of 57 yards of offense. But the Cats would get going in the second quarter thanks to turnovers by Central Michigan enforced by their defense. The Chippewas were pinned back at their own 6-yard line by a Luke Akers punt in the second quarter. That would lead to a Braden Turner diving interception at the Central Michigan 29-yard line. From there, the Cats only needed 3 plays to cash it in. Third down and 4 here at the 23. Kamalafe to the right of Stone, 2 receivers left. Ball in the right hash. Snap to Stone, back to throw. Stone now lofting it for Wilde in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Griffin Wilde! And the left side of the end zone. Griffin pulls down the 15th touchdown pass of the year for Preston Stone. The 7th touchdown for Wilde and the Wildcats. Score first in the Game Above Sports Bowl. It's 6-0. 7-0, the Wildcats led it. 6:33 to go in the half. Just a 3-play, 29-yard drive after the interception. The next scoring drive had also come quickly. After the kickoff, the Chippewas' first play was a fumble by the quarterback, Joey Labus. A strip sack by Carmine Bastone of the Wildcats, giving the Cats the ball at the Central Michigan 18-yard line. This time took them a little longer, 6 plays to get in. It came down to 4th and goal at the 2. Cats 4th and goal at the 2. Chance to go up by 2 scores here in the final 4 minutes of the first half. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. On 4th down, the give, Kamalafe up the middle, end zone, touchdown! Caleb Kamalafe on 4th down and goal with his 12th touchdown of the year, his 11th rushing touchdown, a 2-yard run, and the Wildcats go up 13-0. So Cats with a 2-touchdown lead, they kicked off again. And this is all happening within about 3 minutes or so. They kick off again. And Central Michigan starting for the 25. Labus would fumble again. This time it was recovered by the Wildcats' Michael Kilbane. And this time the Cats would cash in quickly from the 23. And on first down, Stone fakes the give. Protection's good. Stone looking towards the right side. Man wide open. End zone. Touchdown. All by himself in the right side of the end zone, Lawson Albright. He was clear of any defender within about 10 yards, and it is 20-0 Northwestern. A 21-0 lead at halftime for the Wildcats, their biggest lead ever in a bowl game. And on Central Michigan's drive to start the third quarter, they would add to their lead. Once again, it was the defense. Third down and short here for Central Michigan. The snap, and Flores takes it off the left side across the 45. The ball comes out, and the Wildcats have it. And running down the near side is Turner. Down to the 25, breaks a tackle, 15, 10, to the end zone, touchdown. There's a penalty marker down back at the 43-yard line, but Braden Turner, with a scoop and score at the moment, the Cats are up by 4 scores. And they were. The penalty was against Central Michigan for a face mask on the return. A 47-yard return for Turner. Cats led 27-0. The point after attempt was no good. The Wildcats would tack on one more touchdown after a Central Michigan punt. They would go 92 yards in 10 plays. And fittingly, they would cap the drive this way. First down and 10 at the 11. Wilde left, Welsing wing left, Elagon to the right. Running back Preckel On first down and 10, Stone fakes the give. Back pedal, Stone looking, throwing, end zone. And a flag is down. It's caught by Griffin Wilde for a touchdown. A tumbling catch in the left side of the end zone.
Holding defense. That penalty is declined. Touchdown.
Second touchdown today for Griffin Wilde. The third touchdown pass for Preston Stone. It is a Wildcat blowout here in Detroit. 33-0. The extra point made it 34-0 in the fourth quarter. The Chippewas would finally get on the board. An 86-yard 10-play drive capped by Labus' 3-yard toss to Brock Townsend for the touchdown to make it 34-7. That's how it ended. Northwestern 34, Central Michigan 7.